Hello everyone, I'm Janet White from the Shooters Hill Players, and I have with me here today Emma Walker, also from the Shooters Hill Players, and I am just going to start to interview her. So welcome Emma. Hello.
Hi Janet.
Hi. Have you, Emma, always wanted to act or write or both? Have you always wanted to do them?
Yeah, I think acting was something that I did at school and I enjoyed a lot, and then I took about 15 years gap and then started again a few years ago. Writing, I've never really thought about it actually, and then I just started again a couple of years ago, just writing down things that had happened to me. So
So why the 15 year gap? Was you just studying or working hard?
Yeah, at university and then working, and then I was looking around for a while actually for a drama group, and I couldn't find one for quite a while. But it was one of those things that was always at the back of my mind. But I also think you've got to have the time and the energy, I think. So
So how long have you been with the Shooters Hill Players?
Since they started, which was last year. Prior to that, I was in a different drama group. So I've been doing amateur dramatics for about 3 years now.
Ah, okay. So when you actually write some of the Zoom plays that we've all been writing, do you identify with the characters when you're writing about them in a play?
So one of the plays that I wrote, which was called Zoom, was actually based on the first lockdown. And I was with my mum, and every Sunday she had meeting Zoom calls with her friends. And every Sunday I would get called in to explain how something worked. And it carried on for about six Sundays in a row. And I got really irritated by it. So I started writing down funny things that they said. So that was based on just my life at that point. And I think the first play that I wrote was actually based on when I used to be a criminal solicitor, and it was a client that I used to have who couldn't stop stealing cheese. That was Tea Leaf that was on a few weeks ago.
Ah, okay. So have you got anything else in the pipeline?
I have a few. The only problem is coming up with endings. I seem to have some good ideas, but I never have a conclusion. So I've got quite a few plays that I've started, but nothing that I've actually managed to finish. So I probably need to do some more work, maybe plan what the ending's going to be before I start writing. But yeah, we'll see.
Okay, so that might lead into the next question. I was going to ask you what's the hardest part of writing, but I think you've just told us it's probably getting the endings, is it?
It's probably working out what the ending is, because the ending needs to be have a punchline. And sometimes you can have an idea, but you can't work out how to quite finish it off. So yeah, I mean, I think the hardest part is the ending. I have been told that you should actually think of the ending at the beginning of the process and then work towards it. But I clearly hadn't done that on the plays that I'm stuck in the middle of. So,
okay, so have you been inspired by another author or actor, either famous or just amateur?
That's a good question. I don't think particularly inspired. I like the energy that comes with amateur dramatics, and I enjoy going to the theatre in general and watching people, and I often think, oh, I'd like to try that. I don't know whether anyone's made me think, oh, that's what I want to, you know, they've particularly made me think, oh, I want to try acting. But I've definitely watched people and thought, that's interesting. In terms of, I think the thing that's fun about amateur dramatics is that you can, particularly with this group, is that you can do anything. You can do the writing or the directing or the acting. And that if you wanted to, you could just come along and get involved if you wanted to do costumes. So I think the thing about amateur dramatics, it's not just about getting up on stage, it's all the other elements to it as well. And also it's a really good way to meet new people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and finally, have you got one particularly funny story where you was meant to be serious and it went awry, or anything particularly funny that happened to you whilst you was acting or writing?
Anything particularly funny that's happened to me? I mean, there's been accidents, you know, falling off stage. Things have meant to have happened that haven't happened. But I can't think of anything in particular at the moment. I might come back to you on that though.
Okay. Well, that concludes the interview. Okay, thank you, Emma Walker.
Thank you, Janet.